Peace and blessings, loved ones. This is Steve again with another episode of the How to Manifest Anything Using Law of Attraction podcast, where we talk about how to attract anything that you desire using law of attraction. And we go on a journey, or I take you on a journey as I help people manifest the things they desire into their lives. You can also join our community by going to learnhowtomanifest.org, where you can become a supporter of this podcast and get more free content and stuff like that. So in this episode, I wanted to talk about how to supercharge your ability to manifest the things that you desire, anything that you desire, okay? So I'll tell you a quick story. So back when I was first going through the steps on how to actually use law of attraction for the second time, because the first time I was using the strategies to attract what I wanted into my life, but I was doing it wrong. So I was feeling really good. I had a really good outlook on life. I was able to get through my job without feeling miserable, but I was not actually attracting and hitting the goals that I had set for myself. So I went back and I started studying each speaker that spoke in a movie called The Secret. The Secret is where I actually first stumbled upon the law of attraction and started learning how to use it. But I went back through that movie and I studied each individual teacher that spoke, because I was trying to figure out what it was that I was doing wrong and how I could fix what I was doing. And that's basically what brings us to this episode. So, you know, the first and foremost thing that you have to have when you are trying to manifest things into your life, the first thing that you have to have is you have to have a belief that you can actually do it, right? You have to actually believe that you have the ability to manifest what you want into your life using law of attraction. That's the first thing you have to do. And if you need us, and if you need help with that, like I said, just go to learn how to manifest.org, and there's a free video and some more training and stuff like that that you can get access to. But that was the first thing that I had to the first thing that I realized, and then the first thing that I had to fix. Then the second thing, and this, once you have that first part, which is belief, this part will allow you to supercharge your ability to manifest anything that you want into your life. And it's something that most of us overlook and have been using ever since you have been a child, okay? And really, what it is visualization, or your imagination, right? Being able to visualize a clear picture of what you want in a way that allows you to see yourself already having accomplished the goal that you set for yourself, or see yourself already having the thing or things that you are trying to manifest, right? That is the most important, one of the most important parts of the entire law of attraction method or process. You have to actually see yourself already having the things that you desire in your mind, to a point where you see it in detail, and you just have to imagine what it would be like to have or already have what you want. as you do that, that will it will raise your vibration, and it will tune your vibration to the matching frequency of whatever it is that you desire. Everything in the universe vibrates at a specific frequency. Okay? Even the things that you want, they already exist. As soon as you have an intent, or as soon as you put focus on it, or start focusing on the things you desire, they already immediately exist. You just have to match your frequency. I can't get into how it all works. Just know that it works, okay? Like, you don't know how a TV works. You just press the on button and you see a picture, right? You don't care about how that picture got on the TV. You just care that it works, right? Well, same thing applies with law of attraction. It just works. Don't even worry about all that other stuff. Just know that when you follow these steps and these different tips, you're going to actually be able to manifest what you desire. And if you want to go deeper, you just need to study more, same way that I did. And I have, like I said, you go to learnhowtomanifest.org. I have more resources for you there that you can tap into if you want to learn more and get deeper into studying this, into studying it. But the main thing that you have to understand is that you have an imagination. And that is one of the most powerful things that God blessed you with, or creator, or universe, source energy, whatever you want to call it. That is one of the most important and powerful things that you have, because we don't realize is your imagination is actually, how do I put it? Your imagination and your ability to visualize things is actually more realer, I guess you could say, than your physical reality that you're seeing right now. And that might sound crazy, but it's true. Just start studying esoteric secrets and stuff like that. Life is but a dream. Just like row, row, row your boat. This life we're in right now is, you have the ability to change and shape and you're really you're the director. You're in a movie right now. You're the director, and all you have to do is figure out what you want and use law of attraction to create the movie that you would like to experience in this reality. And I mean, the power is yours. You just have to tap into it and use it. So that's really all that I have for this episode. Once again, if you want to join our community, just go to learnhowtomanifest.org, and you'll be able to see how you can do that. If you got some value from this, go ahead, like, share, comment, and subscribe, and give me a good rating. And again, always remember that you can be, you can do, and you can have anything that you want in this reality. Okay, all you have to do is believe. All right, take care. God bless. I will see you on the next episode. Bye for now. Peace and blessings, loved ones, and welcome to another episode of How to Manifest Anything Using Law of Attraction, where we talk about how to manifest the things that you desire into your life using the law of attraction. And I take you on a journey as I help people manifest anything and everything that you want to into your reality. My name is Steve, and if you'd like to join our community, just go to learnhowtomanifest.org. You can find a free video, as well as a course that I created that'll walk you through the steps of how to really go dive really deep into law of attraction and apply it the same way that I've been able to apply it to manifest a better job, better car, and also hit the different goals that I've been wanting to hit. So you'll have to excuse me, I'm on my drive in right now, but in this episode I wanted to talk about how to help loved ones with or using law of attraction. So how to use the law of attraction to help your loved ones. Okay. Now I talked about this on a previous episode before, but I wanted to touch on it again just because of a situation that happened within my life that I was able to use law of attraction to help me get through. And I truly believe that I was able to help one of my family members as well. So basically, the first thing you have to realize is that this is your reality, all right? I don't know if you are familiar with the multidimensional theory or the theory of quantum mechanics, but basically, this is your reality that you're living right now, okay? This is your reality. So you are in control of your reality, just like you're watching a movie, right? You're the director of the movie that you're watching right now, which is your reality or your life, your experience in this 3D plane of existence. And if you would like to have a family member or a loved one, if you would like to see them in a better situation that they are in right now, right? If they are suffering or if they are going to undergo a medical procedure or something along the lines of that, if you want to have them be a part of your reality in a way that they are experiencing positive things, right? So in other words, if you want to see this family member experiencing positive things while in your reality or while you're watching your movie, if you want to see this loved one or this person that you care about in positive situations while you're watching your movie, while you're going through your life or your experience, you can use the law of attraction to manifest these types of situations. Now, I know that might sound kind of crazy. I know it, excuse me, it might sound even kind of selfish, but it would be selfish for you not to want to have your loved one or family member or friend experiencing positive things. And that's just my take on it. You might have a different opinion, but that's the way that I see it. That's the way that I see it. So what do you do? Well, if you would like to see someone that you love or care about having positive experiences while you go through your reality, then what you would need to do is you would have to apply the law of attraction to manifest the things that you would like or that you desire that particular person to experience. So in my case, I mean, I had a family member that had to go through a medical procedure, and this person had been ill for a while, but I wanted that person to have a positive experience with this medical procedure and a positive experience going forward without any negative issues, side effects, or anything like that. So what I did was, and you can do this exact same thing, it works the exact same way for anyone. All it takes is belief. You gotta believe in your ability to manifest the things that you desire. And if you need more help with that, then you need to go to learnhowtomanifest.org and just grab that course that I created, because I take you through the entire process of building your belief system and actually being able to achieve the highest level of, for lack of a better term, the highest level of power when it comes to manifesting things into your physical reality.
But what I did was I visualized this family member in a state of total happiness and bliss, total healthiness. I visualized this person laughing and just enjoying life without any negative ailments, without anything negative affecting their life. Okay, I visualized myself laughing and joking and just having a good time with this particular family member. And I did that over and over again, and I felt the way it would feel in order to experience that particular outcome. And this one, by doing so, okay, what I did was I was able to raise my vibration, and I actually was able to manifest what I was actually visualizing. And about a few days later, I went up and visited in the hospital, and that's exactly what we did. We laughed, we joked, we just shared a visit that was totally positive, nothing negative, no negative ailments or anything like that affected our visit, and the recovery process was underway, and she was feeling a lot better than she was before she actually had the procedure done. Now, we could easily say, well, that was just a coincidence because of being in the care of experienced medical people, right? But there was no guarantee that this particular family member was going to wake up from the surgery, right? There was no guarantee at all, right? Even if I was praying for that, there was no guarantee that that was going to happen. Right, there's no guarantee that I was going to be able to go up there and laugh and joke and just have a good time, just like nothing ever happened. And I'm not saying that you can be a miracle worker or anything like that. But what I'm saying is, if you want to experience specific things with people that are in a specific situation, what you have to do, if you want to utilize the law of attraction to manifest that, is you have to visualize that. You have to visualize it over and over again. You have to believe that it can happen, and then you have to feel the exact types of emotions and feelings that would give you, as if it had already happened. When you're visualizing this particular outcome that you're trying to manifest. And that's really as really as simple as that, okay? But it all, like I said before, it all comes down to your belief, right? So I hope you got some value from this. If you did, go ahead, like, share, excuse me, comment. You can also become a supporter of the podcast by going to anchor.fm /how-2-manifest. There's a support button where you can actually become a supporter. But like I said, that's basically all I did, and that's all you have to do if you wanted to manifest a similar type of outcome for a family member or a loved one. So again, that's it for this episode. Take care, God bless, and always remember, you can be, you can do, and you can have anything that you want to in this reality. All you have to do is believe. Okay? Take care, and bye for now.